At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, today I'm here to welcome John Reddick. John is a board member for the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation.
You got it.
I got it. Yes, I'm so glad. Well, John, you know what? I am so thankful about you being on and about your organization and what it does. So let's tell everybody the mission.
Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation. We have a mission. We have three drivers.
Okay.
Scholarships for graduating students. Creative Teacher Grants are number two. And then we are a big backer of the Kids Weekend Backpack Program.
Wow, which if everybody knows about that program because it's the need is great, but we're serving that need.
Right.
So I know, and I told John this before we started today, my daughters have been recipients of some of the scholarships.
Thank you
so much. And that amazing evening where they award these scholarships to the students, even if you don't have a child in the school, come and listen to the stories and history behind those scholarships.
Yes.
And I mean, there's a lot of money that's given out.
Yes. Yeah. I would say over $200,000, I think.
In one evening.
Including the Voegli. Yeah.
And I mean, making the big impact on not only the students, but the families. I mean, I know how helpful it was for us. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
But now you need to raise money to do all of this, right?
Right.
And you have some signature events, some things you do every year.
Mm-hmm.
One very popular one is coming up soon.
Right.
And that's the Fab Showcase.
Fab Showcase. Fine Arts and Beyond Showcase. So Fine Arts and Beyond Fab Showcase.
How long has that been going on?
21 years. This will be our 21st year. Yeah, we celebrated 20 years last year.
Okay.
So, yeah, started as just a simple art show, a means of displaying art for the students. And it has grown into an event that...
A community event.
About 2,000 people show up that evening.
2,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
And it's always, what, the first Saturday in April?
First Saturday in April. So it'll be April 6th this year.
And what time?
Starts at 4:30 in the afternoon, ends around 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Open to the community.
Yes.
No admission.
No admission. Free.
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 And the artwork. Is this artwork for all the students, like kindergarten through 12th grade?
Yes. Yes.
And that's going to be on display.
Right.
And even some of that artwork you can actually bid on, correct?
It's for sale, yeah. Some of the students want to keep their art if they're really proud of it. They don't want to give it up. But most of it, probably 200 pieces, will be for sale.
Do you know that some of my BC3 college students have brought in some of the artwork
really?
That was on display at your event to show us, like, in a speech class?
Yeah.
Like, how to sculpt this? So they do really treasure that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So besides the artwork, there are other things that happen that evening. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there are musical performances. You know, all musicians need an audience. So it's an automatic audience there that evening. The auditorium last year, I was very happy to see, was full.
Okay.
And from the little kids just learning their instruments, you know, to the accomplished jazz band.
Right.
Yeah. Mr. Croner does a great job and all his staff. Yeah, it's something to look forward to.
And then also individuals can take a chance on a 50-50.
50-50.
Or there's a beautiful basket raffle, right?
We have over 20, I want to say 25 baskets that are displayed. You can buy tickets,
Okay. Yeah. Do you have to be present to win?
No.
Okay. You're pretty well organized.
We do. We have a wonderful staff.
A lot of great volunteers.
Yeah, they know how to do this.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that, again, is the first Saturday, the Fab Showcase in April. Another signature event is the Tough Tornado Run in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens where?
That happens at Alameda Park.
Okay.
Beautiful park. County owns that. And, graciously allows us one Saturday in October, maybe late September, a nice fall day. When the weather's great. We even have done it when it's pouring down raining, but we
well, you prefer that nice weather.
That nice weather is really
so your really signature
helpful.
Events, whether it's the Fab Showcase or the Tough Tornado, you are always looking for like sponsorships,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I know for the Fab Showcase, if that would be something that your business would like to help sponsor, get a hold of them sooner rather than later.
Sure.
Right? Because that event is coming.
Sure.
And then throughout the year, you're always obviously taking or accepting donations.
Sure.
How do people get involved in the actual organization to be a part of this group?
Yeah, we have 30 plus board members. We have a few openings right now.
Okay.
So if you were to contact us, you know, just Google the Butler Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation. You can get online, get a contact there. Give us a call and we'll get you involved.
All right. Yeah. No Always problem. Room to help.
Sure. Sure.
Well, good luck with your event. Thank you, John, for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.